from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two. That's James. I'm Kyle. We are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. We are the Insiders. We are with you every day from 10 a.m. until noon right here on ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Leader. D'Lo and KC coming up at noon. We will have the handoff with one of those guys at 11:45-ish. All right. If you know anything about me and this show, you know I love an animal fact. And you know I just kind of love animals in general.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. According to a report, orcas have sunk a sailing yacht in the Strait of Gibraltar.
Stop playing with orcas, bro.
An unknown number of orcas have sunk a sailing yacht after ramming it in Morocco waters in the Strait of Gibraltar. They said it was a 49-foot sailing vessel.
And they sunk it.
They rammed it. Until, again, an unknown number. And I think there were only two people on board, which I believe survived because, like, basically they knocked the rudder out. And then I believe maybe somebody went and helped. I don't think I would go help. Like, I'm not running over there, like, in shark-infested waters.
Yeah, and that's the thing is I don't know if in that instance, I don't know. Like, orcas are brilliant creatures. I don't know that they know that it's humans operating this thing.
No.
Where if you jump overboard, are they going to be like, oh, now we need to kill that?
Oh, no, probably. Because then you look like something splashing in the water. They said an oil vessel pulled up alongside a nearby oil tanker, took them on board and transported them, and then the boat sunk.
Oh, man. Does insurance cover that?
Yes, I believe. I believe like you do have a policy
attacks?
For
bro. Welcome to Madison Boat Insurance. You're good. You're covered. Full coverage except for animal attacks. Because bro, you're invading their home. You're invading their space. And if an orca decides that your boat is going down, sorry about it.
Oh,
I'm not. Nah, man. You're not insured against killer whales doing killer whale things.
We did get when we were on our way to Alaska. We did get to see an orca. Like a breach fly out of the water.
God, that's so cool.
Yeah.
That's so freaking cool.
Yeah.
At least
and we
didn't
saw
sink
a
your
bunch
boat.
Of other whales doing whale things, but that was the one that was like, oh, holy cow, who saw that?
Have you heard the theory of why whales are attacking boats?
No.
It's the theory behind it is there was an old whale who got struck by a rudder and then started going and telling whales, hey, that thing hit me. Go kill them. And then they started doing whale talk to each other.
Okay.
And now whales are just like F boats.
Okay.
And they're attacking boats. That's a theory.
This sounds really intense.
Right, dude, stop playing with killer whales, man.
That's right.
I want no smoke with the whale. That's why I barely, when I go to, like, if I go to an ocean, whether it's, you know, Southern California, Hawaii, Florida, whatever, or wherever your favorite ocean is.
Okay.
Your favorite beach. I go up where I can like comfortably kind of tread water, and then I'm done. I want to go no further than that. I don't want any smoke with an animal in the ocean.
Okay.
Jellyfish, like you think like, oh, it's just jelly. It's great. Nope. No. That'll hurt.
That'll hurt. Man of war.
You step on coral, that'll hurt. Get a sea urchin. That, nope, doesn't feel good. Get whale, dolphin.
See, I stick
That's
to
the
lakes.
Thing is if a thing in the ocean decides that you're done, you're toast, bro.
Yeah.
You have no shot. You have no shot. At least on land, you can find like weapons. You can move. You're comfortable. Like,
get in your car. Yeah, drive away.
There's certain advantages you have on land that you don't have. Now, that's not to say like if you're hanging out where tigers live and a tiger decides you're done, like you're just there's not a.
Or
ton,
if you cross a hippo,
you go, yeah, you pull up on a hippo. Hippo decides you're done. You're done. Like there's just not a lot you're gonna do about it.
That's right.
But in the ocean, you have nothing, dude. Even if you're on a 49-foot sailing yacht, apparently.
That's crazy.
Whale decides you're going down, it's going down.
Yeah, it kind of changes what you want to, like, if you want to go out and watch the whales out on a boat. Like, probably not.
Yeah. If humpback whales start doing this, oh. I will never go whale watching again.
Then we're in trouble.
Because I've been whale watching in Hawaii. And okay. You go out and it's where it's humpback whales and it's amazing. It is so cool.
Yeah.
Watching watching life happen. It's amazing. And it makes you appreciate nature because it's like, wow, this happens on the same planet that I live. Like we share the, like, it's insane. My entire view on like recycling and using plastic and stuff had changed dramatically since I went to the Marathon Turtle Hospital. Shout out to them. Donate if you can. They do great work. And then when I went whale watching. But if a humpback whale were to ever be like, yeah, we're going to take down boats now, I wouldn't go whale watching anymore. I'm done. I'm out of there.
I get it, Kyle.
Like, I know they got the baleen. They don't have, like, teeth. But if that thing wanted you to sink or wanted you to hurt, like, they can sink a boat. What are they going to do to a human?
Oh, yeah.
They could. Oh, man.
Tough.
Anyways. We talk about sports on this show, typically.
Unless we get sidetracked by animal stuff.
Hey, right now, you can win a 4-pack of tickets to Legoland for a chance to win. Enter at ESPN1320.com. That sounds cool.
I want to go to Legoland.
I kind of do too.
My sons want to go to Legoland.
Family trip to Legoland? And then tomorrow we will have, we were just talking about the Dallas and OKC series. We will have game 5 of that series right here on ESPN 1320. 6 p.m. coverage begins tomorrow from Oklahoma City. Game 5 of that series. Now I'll knot it up at 2 apiece. Is that the series that you're most surprised is 2-2?
Yeah.
You got 4 really good series going on. Well, 3 in Boston.
Yeah, I think, yeah, the Knicks-Pacers, like, I think it's pretty stunning that we just saw a team that just, like, hit a wall.
Yeah, I'm not that surprised that series is knotted at 2. Because the Knicks weren't, like, crushing the Pacers. I think the one I'm most surprised by, they just, like you said, they definitely hit a wall, and the dramatic fall off for them in Indiana was definitely a surprise. I'm not shocked they lost those 2 games though.
Mm-hmm.
The one that sticks out for me is Denver. Denver going in and winning both of those in Minnesota after looking how they did in Denver, that was a huge surprise for me.
Yeah, I'd say the dynamic of watching teams that look so badly in certain games and then look perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like. But I always felt like Michael Malone and his staff,
sure,
they were missing something, and they figured it out. And yeah. Whatever it was, they got to figure it out now. And I don't know if they're going to win that series because, look, you put yourself in a situation where you gave a team 2 wins. Mm-hmm. Like, it's now a race who can win 2 out of 3. And, you know, those aren't as good at odds as who can win 4 out of 7 in the beginning.
Sure.
But at this point, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised what happens. And I'm here for it. This is like, I don't care about small market, big market. Like, let's go out there and let's just have a good time and watch basketball.
I want 7 of all these games. I want 7 of them.
Yeah.
Every series. I think we'll probably get it in Knicks Pacers. I think we'll get 7. And I think we get 7 in Thunder and Dallas too.
Okay.
But I kind of feel like whoever wins tonight between Denver and Minnesota, I think wins in six.
Oh.
I think whoever wins the next two.
Okay, so I would say if Denver wins tonight, I would agree with you. I would say if Minnesota wins, I think it's going to be a really fun.
Ooh.
Yeah, because I think if Denver wins, the momentum swing of winning three in a row and just kind of like, you know, putting your thumb on top of somebody's head and pushing them into the ground.
Yeah.
Like you start to feel it like, oh no.
Yeah.
Like the switch has been hit and we're done.
And also, we'll talk about this a little bit later, but you also know that if Denver loses, this is to your point, if Denver loses tonight, you know, hey, Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Michael Porter Jr. are battle-tested and ready to win two in a row. If the Nuggets win tonight, you're like, hey, you trusting Karl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert to dig deep to win a game six?
Figure it out and win two in a row. Well, but it's not just them. It's Anthony Edwards. Yeah.
I have no questions about Ant, though.
Yeah.
I think Ant is going to be a factor regardless.
Mm-hmm.
But what are you getting from Rudy Gobert and Cat? That's...
Yeah, the Rudy Gobert dynamic is always going to be crazy.
Yeah. It appears the adjustment for the Nuggets was, hey, go have Nikola Jokic just punk Rudy Gobert over and over and over and over again.
Yeah. Oh,
that's a tough go.
All right. It is.
Yeah, good idea or bad idea coming up. Next, we will talk about the Lions giving Jared Goff a big contract, LeBron James' location last night, and then some NFL schedule stuff. We've got all that coming up on Good or Bad Idea next on The Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube here on ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Center.
Now, back to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Maxson, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
That guy over there, that's James. I'm Kyle. We do a segment every day about this time at 11:15, 11:17 actually, give or take, called Good Idea or Bad Idea. And we take three headlines and we ask if that headline is if the thing that happened in that headline is a good idea or bad idea. Not if the headline was a good idea or bad idea, although headline critiquing would be a fun bit.
Okay.
Just looking at headlines and deciding if it's a good headline or not.
And then we'd have to like count how many like characters. Is it SEO certified?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that
exactly.
Good for SEO or no?
Yeah. All right, the first one, the Lions have given an extension to quarterback Jared Goff. It is a 4-year deal worth up to $212 million. Good idea or bad idea to give Jared Goff an extension worth up to, $53 million a year?
It feels like a bad idea, but at the same time, you're building something there. He's the guy. He's the leader. I don't know, man. That's so much money. Like, I don't want to, like, disparage. Jared Goff had a very, very good season last year.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know that that's someone I'm putting that much money into.
So here's the deal, at least for me. Structure of the deal is not out yet that I can see. Right? Yeah. Here's the deal with this. And this goes toward the conversation we have about players like Zach LaVine, where if you're the Lions, you have to pay Jared Goff $53 million a year. Again, that's average annual value. We don't know the exact structure of the deal yet.
But it was like, I think I read it was like 175 guaranteed.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of money. But let's just stick with the AAV for now, because if you try and get into the dynamics of the cap, we could have a really long, convoluted conversation.
Yeah.
But a $53 million average annual value is about the going rate for a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Yes.
Now, we'll ask the same questions about Jared Goff that I think we're probably going to ask about Brock Purdy next year when he's due for his extension. And that's, is he making your team better? Is he a product of the players around him? Are you going to have to get rid of players to keep him that now lower his ceiling? Like, that's kind of the conversation that we're going to have. And the Lions don't really have that. They paid Penei Sewell. They have Sam LaPorta on a rookie deal. They paid Amon-Ra St. Brown. That offensive core is intact. And they did so while paying Jared Goff. Aiden Hutchinson, also not due for an extension for another couple of years. My guess is Jared Goff's contract probably gets a lot cheaper or easier to get out of after year two or three.
Okay.
But again, we don't know exactly. This is what you have to do, though. You can't let Jared Goff walk if you're the Lions. Because is he Patrick Mahomes? No. Is he Josh Allen or Joe Burrow? No, definitely not. But the fact of the matter is you know what your offense is with him in it. And you are trying to keep this Super Bowl window open for 3 or 4 years if Jared Goff can win a Super Bowl. I don't know. But you got to feel good about it if you're the Lions. This is a good idea. This is the right thing to do. And when the 49ers inevitably pay Brock Purdy 55 or 56 a year, or whatever he's going to wind up getting by the time he's on the market or his extension is up, I think that's going to be a good idea as well. This is just kind of the going rate. It's what you have to do.
Okay. I mean, I'm not going to argue that. I agree that this is kind of like what you have to do. And because he's a certain age, you know, he's 29 years old. I think he's worth that. But it just seems like a lot of money. And it does seem a little more like Dak Prescott than it does, you know, one of the two or three guys in the league that can make a huge difference for you. So, tough. It's tough because you have to pay him.
Yeah.
But I also think, like, that just seems like a lot of money for Jared Goff.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. But the cap is going to keep going up.
Yeah.
Other quarterbacks are going to start getting paid. And at some point, his contract is going to go from top 5 in AAV to 12. And you're going to feel a lot better about where his number is. I just, if you're letting him walk, if you're not extending him, or you're going into this season with that question mark, that's just something it's something you don't want hanging over your head.
No, I agree. And I mean, he's thrown for over 4,000 yards, over 4,400 yards four times.
And to be totally frank, if you're the Lions and you're looking at how your season ended, last season was not Jared Goff's fault.
Yeah.
Them losing to the 49ers was not his fault. Josh Reynolds couldn't hang on to two passes. Whoever their cornerback was, I forget his name, had a ball bounce off his face mask, and Brandon Ayuk makes a miraculous diving catch that gets the 49ers back into the game. Jared Goff was really good. And
yeah,
it was other players on that team that let him down. So I think it's a good idea. Good on the Lions for extending their dudes and trying to keep the Super Bowl window open. Number two, LeBron James was courtside last night at the Cleveland Cavaliers game. Just there, watching some hoop. Nothing to see here. Just hanging out in Cleveland. LeBron James was a kid from Akron.
Just a kid.
Sitting courtside, enjoying a bottle of wine, and taking in some basketball.
Okay.
He had wine, coffee, and water. That's A+. Really well done. Anyways.
I don't know that it's a great idea, like, but I would also say the visual for the NBA is great. Because what you want is as much intrigue for that series as possible.
Yep.
And I don't know that that series has a lot of intrigue outside of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, okay. I'm okay with it. Like, he should be able to enjoy basketball.
Yeah.
You know, he's a 40-year-old man.
39.
I mean, like, what he wants to do is AARP checks he can do. Like, I don't care.
Sure.
He's super close to Social Security age. If he can fit that into his budget, okay.
Is he?
Yeah. No. I'm.
Oh, okay.
No.
Like, what age is so?
67 probably.
Oh, okay.
For him.
Okay.
It'll probably be like 69 right. By the time he
sure.
To
nice.
Get there. Yeah.
Yeah. This is a great idea. Good on LeBron. Whether he is just like, yeah, I'm going to go sit courtside in an NBA playoff game because he loves basketball.
Yeah.
Forget what you think about the guy on the court or off the court or whatever. Put all that aside. There's just no question that this dude eats, breathes, poops basketball.
Yes.
Loves it. It is his favorite thing. And he gets to sit courtside and watch some NBA playoff games. I know he's cool. He's tight with Jason Tatum. Gets to watch Jason Tatum. Gets to watch Max Strus. I don't know. But he's also a free agent.
Yeah.
He's sitting there and just, hey, yeah, no, I'm at the Cavs game. Get people talking about him. Get teams talking about him. I think it's just a great idea. Well played by LeBron. One of the best off-court strategists we've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I have no choice but to respect
him. He's good at it.
The NFL has decided the 49ers will open the Monday Night Football schedule in week one. They will host the Jets. Forget that for a second. Good idea or bad idea? Putting Aaron Rodgers in the Jets back on Monday Night Football for week one.
I'm got my fingers crossed that we see like the same thing happen last time.
I'm not going that far.
No.
This is a terrible idea, dude. This is such a bad idea.
You think it's jinxing him?
No. But it's a 40, what is he, 41 now?
Something like that.
It's a 40 plus year old dude coming off an Achilles tear. Who knows what voodoo he did during his recovery process? And you're putting him on national television again for week one? Bro, it could have waited until week two. This isn't his Jets debut. He's already done it. He's already done the thing. They're on the road. It's not like he's going to be
three snaps.
It's not like he's going to be at home. Like this is a poor idea. You could have done a 105 kickoff against somebody else on the Jets schedule and made this week two. Make sure that Aaron Rodgers is going to get through a complete football game first before throwing him back on national TV. Because there is a very real risk, and there's risk of injury in any game, totally.
Mm-hmm.
But with this player specifically, given how catastrophic last year was, risking that again? As your exclamation point on the first week of your 2024 season? Big, big nightmare potential.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Like, I don't think it's a good idea at all. But then maybe, again, like,
yeah.
What if he comes out and he looks like Aaron Rodgers and they still get beat by 15?
Maybe.
I don't know.
If he looks like Aaron Rodgers, the Jets are going to be really freaking good.
Okay.
Their defense was excellent last year.
Mm-hmm.
They just couldn't find a quarterback to complete a pass.
At all.
At all. And Patrick says in the chat, yeah, so he'll be fine. Like, yeah, probably. I'm sure everything is going to be fine, and this is all. But also, you couldn't have just given him the 10 a.m. Pacific time, week one, let him play.
Against the Dolphins.
Let him play the Dolphins. Yeah, there you go. You get a division game. People will be watching. People will be paying attention. It's a good offense versus defense thing where it's not necessarily like Aaron Rodgers is going to be the story, but it's the Dolphins' offense. They're so fast, and how does Robert Saleh's defense? There's so many other things to talk about. With this, it's going to be like, oh, Aaron Rodgers, he's back on Monday Night Football. Hope his Achilles doesn't blow. I don't know, man. That's a bad idea. Week two would have been better. That's all.
Okay.
But good for the Niners getting as Eric Branch from the San Francisco Chronicle pointed out, their first week one at home with fans since 2017.
Ooh.
It's 2020. There's nobody in the building.
Mm.
Crazy. All right. We got to hit a break. We will have the handoff when we come back. Kenny Caraway will be in the building with us to get them ready for, to get you guys ready for D'Lo and KC coming up at noon. We'll also have some NBA playoff talk coming up in a bit. And I think we both got Prize Picks entries, a little daily fantasy as well, coming up here on The Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Center.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
How did Jeremy Grant talk today?
I know. Lots of Jeremy Grant talk in the chatty house.
Is that just because it came up in the chatty house? Or has there been a report that I missed?
No. I think it just came up in the chatty house.
Okay.
I think if you're going to bring up Brandon Ingram, you're going to bring up guys around his ilk. I'm surprised we haven't seen Kyle Kuzma's name brought up.
It was yesterday. It came up a couple times.
Yeah, these are all players around the same skill level. I don't know.
All right.
I mean,
I don't know. I guess maybe Jeremy Grant will become available because Portland just wants to commit to going younger and see what they can get some assets for the future in exchange for him. Although didn't they just pay him?
They paid him.
Two seasons ago?
Yeah, two seasons ago, but his extension kicked in last season. And again, he's still owed like 4 years, 132 at age 30.
I think, here's my Jeremy Grant take, and then we'll talk about the playoffs for tonight. But to me, Jeremy Grant would make the Kings better.
Mm-hmm.
I think you plug him in instead of Harrison Barnes, and your starting five is just better at that point.
Okay.
You'd probably move Harrison Barnes in that deal. But if you don't, and you now have Harrison Barnes coming off the bench, okay, now your seventh, eighth guy is better, mm-hmm. for sure. I don't think it gets you to the caliber of team because, like we talked about earlier, now you're not just chasing, hey, how do we get to the 60? Now you're like, all right, how do we chase Oklahoma City? How do we chase Minnesota? How do we chase Denver? I mean, Denver's been up there, but that's the level you're trying to get to, and I just don't think Jeremy Grant gets you there.
I buy that. Like, it's close. Mm-hmm. Like, he might be able to, but, like, I don't think I can squint and see, like, can he become Aaron Gordon? And I mean, again, maybe a little more Michael Porter Jr. than Aaron Gordon. And then I got to ask, you know, Keegan Murray to become more like that. There's a difference between, for me, going out and getting a 26-year-old and getting a 30-year-old.
Exactly.
Like, it extends the window of what you're looking to do. And you know, I don't want to see a player really hit in year two or three of your deal start to show his age. Mm-hmm. And that's always a concern that, you know, again, you're going to pay a guy 31, 32, 33, and 34 years old. And the other thing is, I don't know that I've ever been convinced of what Jeremy Grant's been able to do, like, on a winning team, because yes. He hasn't played for very many winning teams. And when he did, he was like a fourth or fifth option
exactly.
on a winning team. And Brandon Ingram's been a much higher option on a better team.
He was on the 2020-21 Pistons. And that year he was number two in most improved player voting. He averaged 22 points a game, 22 points, 5 boards, 3 assists. He shot 35% from 3. The next year on the 21, that Pistons team, 20 wins. They went 20 and 52.
Mm.
The following year, they went 23 and 59. And he went 19.2, 4 and 2. Those are about his numbers. Over the last 4 years, he's averaged, doing some rounding, 21, 4 and 3 over the last 4 years. But again, it was those two Detroit teams and then Portland the last 2 years. Not good versions of the Trailblazers, by the way.
No.
So now he's coming to a team, and over that 4 year stretch, he's shooting at 16 times, 15 and a half times a game. 15, 16 times a game. That number probably comes down with Sacramento. So now you have a guy who's averaging 15 a night.
Yeah.
15 points a night.
And his team in 4 years have won a total of 97 games.
Yeah, he just I don't know how impactful he is.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, I think he would make the Kings better, but I don't know how much better.
I think pretty marginally.
Yeah.
That's where I'm.
He's got the length, he's got the athleticism that you need, but he also averages like 3.5 rebounds a game.
Yeah.
And that's coming off, you know, even, you know, a better year where he averaged 4.5 the year before, but he's never been a quality rebounder. And his, like, rebounding and assist numbers are very similar to what basically Harrison Barnes has been throughout his career, although Harrison's a better rebounder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sacktown Tony said Vlade was 30 when the Kings signed him.
Yeah, it's different when you're drafting a 7-footer, and then he ended up, I think he signed a 7-year deal, and the final 2 years he broke down pretty substantially.
Yeah.
Well, at least the last year.
Also, I feel like they would be needing more from, A, the game is different, and B, I think that version of the Kings needed that version of Vlade. Mm-hmm. I don't know that Jeremy Grant is the, like, oh, that's the missing piece. That's, I don't know.
I'm with you.
Anyways.
Vlade did play 80 and 81 games in his final 2 years for the Kings, but his numbers, again, they dropped down to 9.9 points per game, 7 rebounds, and 5.7 rebounds in his final year.
Yeah. 916-909-1320 if you want to get in on the conversation. 916-909-1320. That's the Farmer's Dog Talk Line. A healthy life starts with healthy food. Hey, Don. What's going on? Hey,
hello?
Don. Yeah, hey.
Yeah, this is not Don. This is Javier from Vacaville.
Oh, sorry, Javier. Our call screener got it wrong. What's up?
Yeah, so, you know, for anybody, you know, overreacts and has horrible, you know, things to say in the comment section, biggest haters in Sacramento, I wanted to caveat off of what Mr. Reynolds said yesterday, not last week, late last week, about the LaVine trade. And I just wanted to see, I proposed a deal. I want to see what you, Mr. Hamm, think, Mr. Mattson. It's a big deal, but I just want to see what you think. If the Kings were to send Harrison Barnes, Davion Mitchell, Herter, Sasev, Zinkoff, and Duarte, and 2 to 3 first, because they're going to need more pieces with LaVine to make the team whole, like defensive length, perimeter, you know, some bench scoring and defense. And they'd return, get Zach LaVine, Caruso, Patrick Williams, and the fourth piece was their backup, Torrey Craig. And they would have to have the Patrick Williams sign and trade because he's a free agent, but he's a cap hold. I just was seeing what you thought, because I don't know how they're going to, you know, spin the needle or move the needle without making a deal like that, but having to give to get, but also taking on some salary. Sure. I know it's a big trade, but I just want to see what you guys think of something like that.
All right. Thanks, Javier. No.
Yeah, first of all,
I don't think becoming the Bulls is the move.
Like, yeah, like 9-player deals rarely happen.
Yeah, that's kind of where that falls apart. If you want to break, and just to not, I don't want to drag Javier's idea here. If you broke those down into like different, hey, here's a move they could make or a move they could make or a move they could make to acquire Zach LaVine, I'm out on that, but if you want to make the case, okay. Or to acquire Alex Caruso or to acquire Patrick Williams, okay. I'll listen to that, but all that was a lot for one move.
Yeah, like, look, I do like Patrick Williams as a player, but he's also another guy who wants like $30 million a year, even though he hasn't really done anything yet, and he's been injured a ton. Yeah, and I love Caruso. I would take Caruso on my team any day of the week, but I'm not touching Zach LaVine and, you know, the money remaining on his deal with a 10-foot pole.
No.
Like, at all. Like, you know, $49 million 3 years from now.
Yeah.
$46 million 2 years from now.
Pass.
Yeah.
Pass.
That is so much money for a player who just doesn't play. Yep. And you're right. You don't want to be the West Coast Bulls.
Yeah. And you'd be better, obviously, because you'd have De'Aaron Fox and Domas and Keegan Murray in that case. But I don't think the Bulls are trading. Somebody said in the chat, the Bulls trade their good players for the Kings, not as good players.
Yes.
Like, that's not how trades work. But individually, any of those guys, save for Zach LaVine, I'd be interested in for sure. All right, everybody, it's time for everybody's favorite segment. It is Mitch in New Jersey time. Mitch, what's going on?
Hey, how are you guys?
Going all right, Mitch. Are you outside?
Yeah, riding my bike. You know, it's so outside now.
All right, hey, Mitch, we love you. We got to let you go. We cannot hear you. The wind is too bad, okay?
Okay, stop.
Oh, wait, that's better. Oh, that's way better. Okay, what's up? Oh, now it's bad again.
Yeah, all these guys, I think the only guys that I will really like is Ingram. What Dallas did, and I guess I think James was saying why we couldn't get Gafford and Washington, even Lively was, I don't think Lively was a first-round pick. He's coming out like... he's kind of strong. He's good. And one more thing, Bronny, I mean, a lot of guys leave after 1 or 2 years. A lot of times it's about the money. I don't think he needs the money. He should stay. He should stay in USC. It's amazing. How did a coach USC go from USC to SMU?
All right. Thanks for the call, Mitch. Appreciate you, baby.
Mitch and Windstorm.
Mitch and Windstorm in New Jersey.
Either that or he was crumpling paper.
Maybe both.
He said he was riding his bike.
Yeah. Hey, if you're going to we tell people if they call and their windows are down, we'll be like, hey, roll your windows up. That's the ultimate, like being on your bike.
Or turn your radio down.
Just next time, next time, stop riding the bike and hit us. Yeah, I think it's interesting. We talked a little bit about Bronny James yesterday. I think it is interesting that he's going into the draft. I'd be fascinated to know what conversations are happening behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I would love to know the reason, and maybe we'll get that at some point. Why he entered the draft, because he went into the transfer portal too. He's going to leave USC and go elsewhere, and he just decided to go into the draft. Super interesting, and like I said, I can't wait to hear what the logic is.
Yeah, and he brought up Derek Lively. Derek Lively, first of all, he's only 20, mm-hmm. and he was the 12th overall pick in the 2023 NBA draft.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a lottery pick, and Derek Lively has all kinds of potential, and he's super fun.
I like Derek Lively very much.
That's a big dude. That's a big dude who brings a ton of energy to the court, but raw.
You know when you're standing before the game and you're standing there and you're watching players warm up and you're just kind of getting a light. Every once in a while, a player will walk on the court where you kind of like double take, and that was Derek Lively for me when the Mavs were here. It was just, he comes out and you're like, oh my God.
That's a big dude.
Yeah, that's not a 6'7 guy masquerading as a big. Like, no, that is a legit like 6'10, 6'11 human. He is a big boy. We got NBA playoffs tonight. No, we got Dallas OKC on the radio tomorrow. Tonight, though, the Indiana Pacers are at the New York Knicks. That series knotted up at 2. And, of course, the Timberwolves will be at Denver. That series knotted up at 2 as well. We'll have the handoff with Kenny Caraway coming up in just a moment. But, James, you mentioned the Knicks running out of gas and kind of hitting a wall in Indiana. Are you going... You ready to go, hey, this series probably over? Or you think the Knicks get one tonight?
No, I think if they're going to get one, it's going to be right here. If they can't get this, and like, I mean, that thing's over.
I think getting blown out was the best thing that could have happened to them.
I totally agree.
Because they got to, I mean, we talked about it some yesterday, but you played half a game, essentially. And I don't know how high intensity the final few minutes for like Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson were. I think Jalen Brunson played, 28 minutes?
Yeah, he might have got like 24, 32. Yeah, Josh Hart was around 24.
Yeah.
No, it's good. I mean, Josh Hart needed a break in this, and that's why I would kind of, like, when we talk about Prize Picks, he's a guy that I'm looking at and, like, kind of circling.
Yeah.
I think he'll have a big bounce back game.
It's time for the handoff. Kenny Caraway in the building.
Go, New York, go.
You think they bounce back tonight?
Or are you just
rooting for him to bounce back?
I'm rooting for him to bounce back. They do look like they're out of gas. I was talking about yesterday. A lot of the Knicks games that I've watched in these playoffs have been like after the fact, like because of the other radio show, because of my son's baseball. Like, I just follow along with the games and I see what happens and then I go back and watch it later. Like, I'm watching Knicks Sixers. I already know the Knicks won. Like, Brunson had 40-something, so it's different.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday was one of the first times I watched them in real time, like hoping, hey, you guys win. I hope you win or whatever. And I sat there and watched. I said, how are these guys going to score? How do they score? Is this how it is every time? You're hoping for DiVincenzo to hit 5 threes or Josh Hart to get offensive rebounds and all this other stuff. And I was like, man, I don't know if they got enough. I don't know if they got enough. And the good thing for them is, in this particular series, just need two more. So if this all this was going on and they looked out of gas at the beginning of the series, it'd be a little more daunting. But right now, you just need two. You got potentially two games at home. Just gut it out. But this is, looking big picture, this is where the buck stops. Like, they don't have a shot against the Celtics if they make it out of this.
No, I totally agree. I'd even say that Indiana might even have a better opportunity, although that's going to be ugly either way. Mm-hmm. Like, the Celtics, like, their path to the finals is pretty clear.
Yeah.
And you never know. Maybe they start getting some players back in New York. Maybe they get a little bit healthy. Maybe they get, you know. But the problem is you're going to have is that the Celtics probably are going to end their series, like, tomorrow.
Mm. Yeah.
And then the Knicks, if they are going to win this series, it's probably going to have to be seven.
Yeah.
And so you're going to be the same way that the Cavs were coming into this this series,
mm-hmm.
like dog tired. Can you figure out a way to get your energy back and step back on the court and make some sort of difference? I feel bad watching a team fall apart like this.
Man, the Knicks, their best opportunity was to dispatch the Pacers in like four or five games and have the Cavs somehow get Boston to like six.
Yeah.
And instead, it's going to go the other way.
Man, and losing OG was kind of
that was brutal. That was brutal.
You could kind of, and that's also when I talk about like watching them, like how are they going to score? It's a little unfair because OG was there for most of those other games, and he just adds a little bit of a different dynamic. He was scoring the ball relatively well. I don't mm-hmm. know. My guess is probably like 16, 17 points per game in the playoffs. So, you know, not having him is just another death blow. Now you're relying on Precious to have this spectacular offensive performance.
Yeah, in the postseason, OG was at 16 a night, but shooting 39.5% from three.
Mm.
He was really shooting it well from beyond the arc. Timberwolves at Denver. This series has been incredible.
Ooh wee!
So much fun.
This one, man, I don't know. I declared it over about a week ago when Minnesota went up 2-0.
Now it's over the other way?
I don't know. I will say this. I was very impressed by what Denver did. I know they're champions. I know, you know, they're battle-tested, but I didn't think they had it in them going up against this Minnesota team to play the way they did in these last two games.
Mm-hmm.
Not only winning those games, they dominated both of those games.
Yep.
And it just, I was telling Damian yesterday. So if we're looking at this big picture, you're going to be like, yeah, Minnesota, you're going to go win three games in Denver in this series. That's asking a lot. Asking a lot if you said win two games,
yeah.
Let alone three games to win this series. I picked Minnesota in six, so obviously they got to win tonight. But that's tough. That's tough.
The absences of Rudy Gobert and Karl Anthony Towns was really, really tough.
See, and it's crazy. I mean, we were defending Rudy, and rightfully so, when he won Defensive Player of the Year a couple days ago, but
Jokic just went in his head.
Man, Rudy.
Their adjustment was, hey, Jokic, go win that matchup every time down.
Damn.
And they just did.
Rudy's tough in the playoffs, man. I know they swept the Suns and won those first two games.
And he was really good.
Yeah, he was really good. But Rudy in the playoffs, I still stand by it. He can get played off the court, and that's an interesting dynamic.
Well, yeah, but I mean, Karl Anthony Towns can't come out there and put up 14 points and 13 points.
No.
I mean,
Cat's got to go score the ball.
You just can't. That can't be who you are. And if it is, then your team's going home.
Cat's so annoying. He'll like get a bucket where he thinks he gets a foul. And they don't call it. And he's like looking around and he's like, puts his mean mug on. He like nods and is like, okay, now do something. He doesn't shoot it for 10 minutes. God, he's the worst, bro.
I don't understand the vitriol for Karl Anthony Towns. Everybody can't stand Karl Anthony Towns.
Because of that.
He's fine.
He's making okay. $60 million a year and he's to huff and puff and try and blow a house down and then he's. Oh, he's 14 points. What?
Game three, I don't have that off the top of my head, but game four, that was one of the few bad games he had in these playoffs. He's been playing really well.
You see the clip of when he was on the ground Rudy Gobert went to go help him up.
Come on,
and he fell down.
Jeez.
That summarizes the Timberwolves for me.
This is something that we always discuss on here. I don't think I've talked to you guys about it, but if you could. Say Timberwolves are like, man, we got as far as we can go with this group. We need to get more dynamic. Would you trade Cat or Gobert?
Gobert.
I would trade Gobert.
Yeah, probably.
Cat at least spaces the floor. There's different, and when he's good, he's really freaking good. Mm-hmm. It's just that lack of consistency. Mm-hmm. Whereas Gobert, you run into the wrong. Dude, Boston would play Gobert off the court so fast.
Man.
I think there's multiple teams still that will just play him off the court.
Yeah.
Like the only one that won't is Denver because they've got another giant.
Yeah.
And they just dominate him.
Yeah, exactly.
Man. Yeah, but I mean, against OKC, you can play him off the court.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dallas can play him right off the court.
Yeah, 1,000%. I asked a dumb question last night. I asked if Al
Horford.
No, that's a dumb question. I asked if Al Horford had the best old man game in the NBA. And somebody's like, Jokic has the best old man. He was like, damn, he does. It's a great point. Jokic is all old man game. One of the old guys, I think Al Horford's got the best old man game.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's literally old.
Yeah.
For the NBA.
Just rebound, got that ugly-ass jumper. He's going to cash it every time.
Did you guys, we're going to talk about this on the show, but I mean, were your antennas raised with LeBron at that game last night?
No, but we talked about this in Good Idea, Bad Idea. Great idea by LeBron.
How so? I don't think it was a bad idea, but I just don't know what
you're saying. You get out there, just a reminder, just a little reminder, like, hey, I can go anywhere.
So your antennas were raised because he didn't.
No, because I think he's going back to L.A.
Yeah, but
I'm not like, oh, is he always in Cleveland? No. Watch out! But
do you think he did that just to watch a basketball game?
No,
that's what I'm saying.
No, it was definitely calculated.
Yeah,
but not antennas like, oh, he was at the game. Oh my!
Well,
I am intrigued now. It's like, no, I know what he's doing.
He's putting the pressure on somebody.
Sure.
Yeah. Me and Dan, we were watching the game and we said that immediately, like, oh, everybody's going to talk about what does this mean? And then we were like, it probably does mean something, though. Something. Maybe not going to Cleveland, but yeah, it was just really it was a little too random.
Dude, what? Go ahead.
Why not, though? Like, I mean, if he's just going to be like, hey, I can go play wherever I want, and if you can go get my son, then I'll play. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, again, why not bring him back to Cleveland? They have a team that it's not like Isaac Okoro is holding down the small forward spot there.
Good point.
Gosh, Isaac Okoro's tough. He's a tough watch.
Yeah, and it's not like Bronny was probably born right there. He's probably an Akron kid too.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying do it, but I think it's good for the NBA. It's good for that series.
It's good for Western Conference.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah,
anytime, that. If you get an opportunity to sit courtside an NBA playoff game with a whole bottle of wine under your seat, you
well,
do that.
Courtside Kyle would know.
No. Yeah, I didn't get a bottle
Kyle,
of wine.
Man, stop playing, man. Courtside Kyle, stop. Stop. You can trip a referee.
I didn't have a bottle, but, you know. Do you think he got that from, like, the lounge?
He probably
Or do you think he
in.
Walked in with it?
Yeah, he walked in.
He just walked
in. Yeah. God, LeBron does whatever he
That'd
wants.
Be so fire.
Yeah.
They're like, you can't bring that in. He's like, I might sign here. They're like, all right, go ahead.
You can't bring that in. And he just walks right by him with the bottle.
Who's going to do something? What do you guys got coming up?
Oh, man, we got a number of different things. NBA playoffs, obviously. Some more Kings trade rumors going on. WNBA kicks off, so we'll talk a little bit about that. And the NFL schedule keeps leaking, or bits and pieces of it, quote unquote, leaking.
All right, very good. D'Lo and KC coming up next. They're hanging out with you until 4. We've been the Insiders. We'll be back with you tomorrow at 10 on ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Center. Boo!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B,
But with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.